That makes me know that we had the right idea in the beginning, and we just need to maintain our focus and elevate. We update our formulas. We have certain formulas, but we update them with the times and everything, you know, and there's always a message involved.
Oh man, welcome back to another episode of the Backbenchers Podcast. My name is Uncle Buddy, full squad in the building, plus one. Yeah, shout out to our, first and all, shout out to our studio audience, Mr. Kevin the House, representing AIM, that's Art in Motion. Get familiar. And Miss Murugi, of course.
Hi.
What's up?
Watermelon in my mouth.
Yeah, caught you, on the
yeah.
Bad timing. Murugi's here. Lost and found Washinsky's in the house.
I'm in the house. Wagwan.
You have to speak into your mic, please.
Oh, yeah. Wagwan.
He's forgotten the basics of podding. Yeah,
please.
It's
been a minute.
That's how protocol is.
We don't talk to
been.
The ceiling. We talk into the mic.
Yeah,
and of course, ESV's in the house as well.
Yeah.
Big shout to him.
Mm-hmm.
And the producer, as always, Humphrey. If you're listening to this episode on a Tuesday, the 5th of March, we are turning 4 years. Make some fucking noise, man.
Hey, sheesh.
So you're finally graduating?
Okay. We hope so.
Yeah. Because you know what comes with fourth floor.
Mko sure tuna nini retakes, guys.
I must have one, especially on that economics unit.
Accounting,
that shit.
We are graduating, though. We are graduating for sure.
Oh, man.
For sure.
Before we get to all the good stuff, all the festivities, we drop new episodes on Anchor, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, or any other place you get your podcast from. We have new videos on YouTube. Get familiar. Tap on the link tree. If you like it, share it. And you know, sharing is caring, right?
Sharing is caring.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
So show some love. So where do you want to start? Do you guys want to reminisce and shit? Yeah, and also this podcast is brought to you by us, and we might be on some drinks, so anything said is purely for entertainment.
It's clear.
Please. Yeah, anything said, that's
it's
it.
It's Mom's birthday, man.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Exactly.
Are we getting feedback from Washir? I feel like he's only talking to me.
You can't hear him.
Yeah.
You have the headphones.
Yeah, I can hear Murugi clearly, but Washinsky.
Oh, you can't hear me.
Yeah.
Okay.
What about now?
And now at least we are getting
better.
Okay.
You should put your
better.
Yeah, raise it kidogo.
Okay.
Yeah, nice.
Abu and Skiaji.
Yeah, but now you have to speak into the mic now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So where are we?
We were here.
Your birthday.
Oh, yeah. My birthday.
Did you guys realize how you asked him turning 20 and then Akalenga?
Sikulenga.
Ulilenga.
That's not going to happen. But gosh, Georgie.
We're getting to that age where we are ashamed of saying how old we are turning.
I'm not ashamed of saying how old I'm turning because this was kind of special because it's only once, you know.
Yeah.
So I turned 28 on the 28th of February.
Wow.
In a leap year. So you feel
leap
how
year.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, and there was some argument on my family WhatsApp group. Mm. So when I was telling them, hey yo bro, it's my birthday, you have to remind them, not everybody knows your birthday, you know. It happens. We're a big family. So then my mom goes, like, after so many, happy birthday, blah, blah, blah. Then my mom goes, actually, Brett was born on 29. I'm like,
what?
I want to stick to what's on my fucking birth certificate.
You don't know what I'm
doing. Yeah.
Guy, you're a leap year baby.
No, let's go not go there. I can't even show you messages. I was like,
no. You're still in denial.
No.
Bro, I've lived all this life, 28 years, knowing I was born on the 28th. So,
So why change now?
No. You know what your mama was doing for you? Mm-hmm. She gave you a reason to celebrate your birthday.
And that was an argument. Year. Can I just read it? That was an argument, actually.
She gave you... Because the song I compare, you're the of the 29th. Imagine, each every 4 years for you to celebrate your birthday.
Budget-wise, that's...
It's personal. Let's talk about how, if it was like... If you took it like that, you would have been... Cut those years by how many years? Four. Divide by four. How old would you be?
I'd be around 14. Seven. No, well, I don't know.
Mathematics.
Crazy.
Yo.
Up unless we pass you pay off.
So check you should be grateful.
Yes, if I need birthday. So would you?
So that's what I'm telling you, budget wise, bro. I have 4 years to plan for my birthday.
You see, I'm not celebrating my birthday.
And I have 4 years to plan for my 10th birthday. So my sister Edith says 28th or 29th. Then my mom is like, Brett was born on 29th February. Then I replied, certificate says 28th with a question mark. Yeah. Then my mom says, but when he realized he'll be celebrating his birthday after 4 years, he asked me to change to 28th. So ndio hiyo iko kwa birth and ID.
Oh Lord.
Then everybody's laughing at that text and I'm like, how so? When? Like, and then I'm like, anyway, 29th is birthday. Like, true story. Then I'm like, then my mom goes, celebrate what's on the records. Then I'm like, I've cancelled my plans. I've just been the house, but 28th it is for me. And then my sister, you should be 29th and your leap year. It makes sense. Oh, well, then celebration needs. Yeah, that's it. Then they kind of like sent me a video of... and a kid singing up birthday to
Uncle
Brian. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah,
that's it. And I chose to take a day off because I felt like I didn't want to spend my birthday at work. I usually see that happen. Oh. Not that...
So it wasn't on your off day?
Yeah. I requested for...
Gotcha.
Yeah. We have had this conversation on the last episode where Murugi and ESV thought me requesting for like a mental day is a bad thing.
Yeah.
You were talking about just you know, with you, what you do, let's say like with TBP or maybe at In Motion, when you want to take a day off and you don't have a reason for it, do you do that?
Like, today is just my day to rest, guys. I cannot show up.
So yeah, you can do that.
No.
Yeah, and there's no issue because, sir, this is our content. Like,
but
like,
that is us. We are in the creative industry.
Yeah, that's different.
But
because so. Like, sometimes we might go out to shoot and there's no lighting. Maybe today is just chilly. There's no sun. We need the light. We need the sun for maybe our shoot and we postpone. Do you think so? Because I think there's a shoot we were supposed to do with ESV sometime back during COVID and he postponed because of there was no sunlight.
Oh, yeah, I think I remember.
Yeah. So, you know, things like with creativity. Or maybe in the creative industry, it's kind of flexible. It's maybe at your opportune time, unless you're doing a group thing where everybody has to be available at that specific time.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. But shit, 4 years, man.
Goddamn.
It's moving so quick. It's moving so quick. And I think it really moved so quick during COVID because we kind of lost track of time and...
Yeah.
We were stagnant for a while.
Yeah, 19, 20, 21, that was...
When did things start going back to normal? 2022?
Late 23, and I think maybe 23? Was 23 okay? I don't know.
I think what like 2022, this
like
is when like stuff started opening up from the lockdowns and stuff. Eh.
Oh.
We were in COVID for how many years? 2 years?
No, three. Yeah. But it's funny we can reminisce. We can take this time to maybe reminisce a bit because we launched the podcast in March 5th of 2020.
Yeah.
Then we recorded our
in COVID.
It was before COVID. Actually, on our first, I don't know, second episode, we were talking about COVID.
Oh.
And we were talking about all the myths. Listen to episode 1, Gust with No Content. I think we were talking about, it's not even coming to like Africans. Remember those
already there.
You remember that joke?
Yeah.
So you can listen to episode 1 and maybe kind of see if maybe we improved. Because on episode 1, we just turned the mics on, pause and... Yeah, but big shouts to Murugi though.
Yeah.
Because without Murugi, we wouldn't be here.
Exactly.
Yeah, so it's her link that we used.
She's a dope ass podcast. Like, she's. You're amazing.
Yeah. You've amen. Always been a fan.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Amen.
He's always been a fan. I'm just saying that. Like way back since Campus Radio days. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But what I like is it's
oh.
except for Tracy, about that. Shouts to her.
Okay.
She's the only one who wasn't there when we recorded the first episode.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the full squad is in the house.
Fact.
Yeah.
Yes,
sir. I wanted to say on that note, how you're saying you wanna hear me on HBR. How do you guys feel about now radios asking for people to throw in? Just anybody to throw in interviews on social media, doing a small reel or whatever, to be like an interview shot for being a radio presenter.
But that has always happened. I've never known it happening on IG, but I think people will send maybe like
a short voice notes or something.
Things like that, yeah.
But I feel like it may intensify over time.
Yeah.
Intensify? No, bro.
I just think since
there's some shitty shows. I'm not afraid to say it. There's some shitty shows on air, bro.
No,
I've been listening to radio my whole fucking life.
My point is like there are more, like more shows.
Yes, there are more shows because there are more radios.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not like back in the day, let me say 2000s, where if you're not listening to Kiss, it's Classic or Nation FM or Easy FM, like you'd easily count less than 10 radio stations back then. Like even before Royal Media launched, I think they have the most vernacular stations.
True.
Yeah.
They do.
Before that, it was only like you could listen to Radio Citizen, KBC, like it was specific radio stations you could listen to back then. Yeah.
At that time, they were few, and so it was optional. It's either A or B.
Mm-hmm.
So the traction is big.
Mm-hmm.
But say we have the freedom.
Mm-hmm.
A lot is going down.
A lot is going down. Then you know there's now the competition with now that podcast is bringing.
Yeah, podcast. Because
a pod is giving you some sort of convenience. You know, for radio, I have to tune in live. Which yes, there's a vibe to that. There's listening to somebody say things on air, and you actually getting them immediately.
Yeah.
There's some vibe to that. Listening to music, they got shows.
Like all getting that. It firsthand.
Yeah, like we all know what our radio does things. Oh. But now the convenience of the podcast, I can listen to this under a tree, on a river, wapi, exactly, I can go back.
And listen.
Surprisingly, we now have visuals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I can even see these guys talk all this
bullshit. Yeah.
You know.
But
there's so many to choose from.
I feel like that's also a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Like now everybody thinks they can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk the truth.
As that is where the problem comes.
There are shitty shows also on radio because we have shitty presenters on radio. They are shitty shows. The same way.
There are also shitty podcasts.
There are shitty podcasts out here.
I know if you're listening to this podcast without it,
guys,
you don't consider it that. So.
Don't be influenced
but
by
yes, I think I've listened to a podcast
one
time.
Give us your honest truth, please. At the Backbenchers podcast.
myself. Me, usually for me, I know I have good taste. So, I know I have good taste.
So there's no way your podcast can be shitty.
No, I wasn't talking about TBP. I'm just saying, for all the other podcasts that I listen to, I choose the best out there.
Okay.
I'm not just going to listen to any other podcast. The same way I know somebody's also, like, maybe listening to just TBP alone.
Mm.
Yeah. Maybe I want to listen to people I know. Oh, sorry, bro.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
True. Maybe you want to listen to people you know, people you relate to.
But there's been conversations where we're not talking of how, or maybe... Okay, yes, there's professionals now, let's say the radio guys. They see that, okay, in a podcast now, anybody could become a podcaster. But if you really look how history has been, anybody has always been on radio. The guys who study radio are not on radio.
Mm-hmm.
We have people on radio who studied marketing.
For sure.
Guys who did surgery. So I feel like if I have the guts, the balls, nuts, everything, the pair of horns.
What? Pause.
So many pauses. You can put them anywhere. But I feel like if I have the balls to sit on a podcast and say my stuff, I feel like we also need some kind of respect.
But now everybody has all the... Now everybody is proving to have all the balls. That's the problem.
Like, hate the too player, many nuts. Don't hate the game.
Too
that's
many nuts
me.
Flying around.
Hate the player. Come on, TPP, listen to me talk shit, love Murugi. Cool. Everybody can live with that. We all listen to shows, we listen to music, we watch TV and be like, fuck. Yeah. Why, you know,
why
it's a free will. Uh-huh. But don't hate the entire film industry.
Okay.
There are better shows out there.
Player.
Exactly, hate the player. Like, I hate Steph Curry, I can say it. Let's not go there.
Whoa.
He's not my guy, you know.
Oh, sorry.
Hey.
Steph has never been my guy, bro.
Hey.
Why? No, as in you actually hate him.
Bro, I don't hate him.
Who hate the god kuna not being a fan.
Hate is a strong word.
I've never been a fan of Steph Curry. If you know me, you should know that. I've never even been a fan of Patrick Mahomes. I know. I don't know why I hate the winners. You know why?
Why?
I've never been of Patrick Mahomes. We all know it. Maybe it's the punch. We'll be having some good punch here.
Hey.
I made it.
Yeah, hey.
But I've never liked Mahomes. And I've never liked... And
oh, is it because they're too good?
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. But
I kind of get it. Like, like, fuck you, man. You're too fucking good. Like, how the fuck?
Exactly.
How
I'm a Manchester United fan. We are playing...
You're City. A hater in short.
We are playing the Manchester...
So you're a hater.
You're a hater in short. No, let's indulge in this.
Guess what? Guess what? There's this part. I can defend LeBron to my deathbed. Mm-hmm. And then there are people out there who fucking hate him. You know? So I think it's just... We all should be like, and not entitled, but we should all be just let express ourselves. Yeah, I know. I mean, I have so many friends who love Steph, bro. Shouts to Nimrod is coming. Mm-hmm. He's on his way.
Okay.
And he's a big. I think he's at home. That's him on the. He's knocking.
Uh-huh.
I very much hope it's Nimrod. and he's a Golden State Warriors fan. Uh huh.
You know, that's hater behavior.
It's him. And he's wearing a Manchester United jersey. Do you know how many people hate Manchester United?
Why?
Humphrey's one of them. He's a Liverpool fan.
Because so they're the greatest?
I feel like we should be given liberty to hate. Shouts to Nimrod. He just walked in. Bro, I was telling this guy how I hate Steph Curry. You know I do. Exactly. And he's okay with that. That's his guy.
But do you know something? Why do you hate them? Because it's like you have a tendency of hating the greats. Why would you hate
the
greats?
Because
the
greats hurt
you.
Like
how did they hurt you?
I'll respect your game, but it won't sit well with me if you beat my team.
He doesn't want his guy to
if you beat my team, I won't see that would never.
So you just
well
hate on him because you choose to bid on a bad team, which is not him. That's just it, right?
Okay, sure. I should join the winning team now. So if you can't beat them, join them.
Join them, man. Hey.
No.
But I feel like the greats, I was just like hearing this the other day. These guys, like the greats are assholes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The people who hate Tom Brady to death, bro.
Like they are fucking
like they
assholes.
Even, they even like make some monuments of Tom Brady and ban it just to...
Oh,
you
get hate him.
Yeah, so I feel like it's okay to hate the good guys.
So you hate those other guys are hating?
No, I just hate it because it's just a me thing. I know so many people like Lewis Hamilton. We're not going there. But Max Verstappen is my guy. So I can have reasons to hate him, but I don't hate him. You get?
Yeah.
So I feel like if you're playing against my guy, I can't root for you. You're an enemy. But for the sake of the sport... Like I said, hate the player, don't hate the game.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to switch this to a different game.
So you're not you don't have sportsmanship.
Ah, bro.
Hey, you don't have sportsmanship, bro.
That's literally.
I read something online, and the question was, so, at what stage do you accept, when a girl says no? I'm sorry, this is going to mostly men. Maybe for you, also, if you take your shots sometimes. You've been taking shots of the punch.
Wow.
But I don't know at what stage maybe that we feel like, oh shit, like I can now give up now.
Not give up on
pursuing.
On,
when you're pursuing a lady, and uh-huh. at what stage or maybe at what level do you feel like, okay, fuck it, I can give up now? Because you know, with men, we insist until we insist.
Yeah.
Because I was having this conversation some time back on the pod when I was telling you guys, ladies are really a funny type. They could really say yes just for you to be my boyfriend. But at the end of the day, the back of the mind, they're like, nigga, I can marry you or shit up, bro. You can be my husband. Like, but since you insist, you look like you want this, I'm going to say yes. Because there's nobody in my DMs right now. So if you show me vibe, I'm vibing.
Of course.
Me, I feel like as a guy, you'll know when to stop pursuing. I feel like it's all about vibes. Like,
that's the right question.
Yeah, it's all about
vibes. Yeah, when do you know to stop pursuing a lady?
Me, I feel like it's just about vibes. You can tell when a lady is kind of, when a lady is kind of into you or not.
Mm-hmm.
So talk about like, hey, bro, I think I'm forcing now. Like, here's the thing. There are different people. Mm-hmm. There are people who don't mind forcing issues.
Like the next thing, shorty showing up. Hey, yeah, what's up, girlfriend?
Hey, babe.
You're giving a name.
Hey, man, they move on. Come on, mambo, I feel like you can tell when.
Yeah. I don't know. Me, I think for me, it's when the communication is now vague. Like, listen, I have to now double call you.
See, it's only vibes. The same thing as in. So our vibe begins to change. Like you're acting like Nelo as in now. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
You're not here now for Nelo as in. Only communication peak people tell you can't vibe may change. You get me?
See, that's where the vibe is. Exactly. I mean, I've been texting your ass all night and you're not replying.
That's weird. that's behavior.
Maybe it's my Wi-Fi. But people really do have a funny way of making up to maybe things like that. Like, oh, I dozed off.
Of course.
Ah, we sometimes know you're on your TikTok. Come on, you've been on your TikTok
till 2. No, sometimes it's just the truth, imagine. You guys tell me. You guys don't take your sleep seriously right now. Imagine me, I think I'm past the age of where I'm awake at like past noon. Chatting with someone.
Noon.
I cannot do that.
Noon is midday.
No, midnight, sorry. I'm awake at midnight and I'm just like, I cannot be up to this shit. I can't. My sleep, important.
Priority.
I see.
A priority.
I see. Alarm producer. Oh, you're kidding.
What?
Oh, I thought he said wind up.
Hey, bro, go ali. Hey, it's too soon.
Yeah, but also, you know, when Shor is out of your league, do you think so?
Has it?
Or maybe you know where to shoot, because it starts there. When you went to stop, we were still having that conversation.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I was looking for comments because the comments were really interesting.
Okay.
Yeah, it could help you also maybe think or something along that line. Yeah.
When you shoot too high, Pierre, you're setting yourself up for failure. Comment.
It depends on what she stole.
On what she stole.
I mean, yes.
I don't get it.
That's. It's, maybe she stole my heart, my keys, my hoodie. Like, when do you stop chasing a woman? So it depends on what she stole.
All right.
Maybe you forgot the question, that's
okay.
Why. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, imagine chasing a girl so you can spend your money on her.
Shit.
That's tough.
Shit.
That's tough.
Shit.
This is why I usually like the comments. Are you one of those people? Wow. Like, whenever you read something, you're like straight to the comments.
Yeah.
And I usually see so many people, they go like, I'm just here for the comments.
Yeah, but
just
sure.
Chill and read the comments if you're here for the comments.
Why are you commenting that you're here for the comments?
Why are you telling everybody? We're also scrolling for the comments.
If you're really here for the comments, you could have just been here for the comments.
I feel like you're like in the comment, it may ride you for too long. I feel like the only person who made it,
who for the first person.
Exactly. You were the first person to ever comment that shit. You know, was it quite cool? Now from there, everyone was like, oh, yeah.
I think for everything, you have to be bow wow. You have to be the first one who did this shit.
The first the to do Christ, it.
They can do it maybe Amazon level, but since if you're the first person to sell something online, bro, you're still the first. Like even the dude who invented M-Pesa, he still has the credit. I was reading on the, we had this conversation with ESV and Amphi, the guy who invented eCitizen, the platform.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Saving eCitizen everything.
Bro, do you know how much they transact in a day?
How much?
Say.
Just 350 million shillings.
Huh?
350 million shillings.
In a day?
Yeah.
Wow.
Unalipia kila kitu. Apo ndo penye unalipia all government services you'll want. Registering for what, paying for what, doing what,
ID,
what.
And then the fact that these services are recurrent, or maybe even if they're not, we always have new people.
True.
So that's the problem. You can get your DL today, but you
there's
know,
always someone tomorrow
there's
always who
somebody
wants
turning
a DL. 18
today.
Like, so, there are 20,000 of them.
Yeah.
What do you even mean?
You know, I hate to bring this since you're talking eCitizen, EDL stuff. I never wanted to talk about my driving test experience on the podcast.
What happened?
That was the shittiest day of my life. I told ESB, I told Muruki, I told Nimrod. Did I tell you anything about it, Humphrey? I think I even called my mom about it, but it was fucked up.
He called me on that day and he was giving me mad attitude and I was like, bro.
Yeah, the first thing I did, like, hey Murugi, what's up? So quick one, at what time did you leave this building, or maybe what time did you leave here on your drive test day? And she's like, around 3-4 o'clock, just hang tight. Just look for some water.
What time is it then?
It's noon, but I was there by 7. I was up by 6.
Shit. Oh my god.
Bro, the process.
I told you.
The process is slow. Have you watched Zootopia, the animation?
Zootopia.
The have you seen
the sloth?
Oh. Bro.
That being slow.
You know how long it takes her to print one copy of paper?
That's how long that she was.
So the only thing that kept consoling me was, Brett, you won't do this next month. You won't do this next year. This is only done once. Just stay calm.
Okay.
Chill.
A tip for that. Mm-hmm. So for me, I carried a book. That's the only other thing.
You came on the podcast, carry some sandwich, carry a book, carry a podcast. Download a podcast. Like, bro, I went there on low battery. It's hot during the fucking heat wave.
Yo,
no water.
Yo.
Oh, shit.
Crazy. Oh. But how was the driving experience itself?
The driving experience. I don't want to talk in deep into it, but.
Hey.
Nimrod in the house in the background just saying that boy failed. Is that true? We're not gonna skip that.
Okay, okay,
Brett,
okay.
Tell us
I
the truth.
Fail. I didn't fail. Listen. I didn't fail. The instructor failed me. The instructor said I failed.
I love this.
Like
the
I said,
the instructor failed me.
The instructor failed me. I didn't fail.
For real.
But I didn't fail.
What went down?
Bro, that guy is full of shit. To start with. Mm-hmm. So he called my name. We were like in the corridor, like hundreds of us.
Mm-hmm.
Then he yelled my government name. Then I raised my hand, like, come on. Then some two other guys, 4 or 5, you know, like several tables.
Yes.
Just like Murugi painted everything.
Yes.
You can go listen to that.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Then he puts one of those like toy cars on a certain lane and one on the other side of the
this is the theory part before the practical.
Theory. Yeah. And he tells me to bring this car in front of the other.
Uh-huh.
And guess what? It's impossible. So it was a trick question.
And I told you about those ones, man.
Oh, so there's no way you can take the car.
You shouldn't touch the car.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
You shouldn't even touch it
first
place.
Guess what?
Because I remember they were telling people, like, you have to map it out before
you
even
touch
the car.
It. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cause it's
in your head, pause.
Because it's as simple as he'll put the car on the highway on the wrong side.
Mm-hmm.
So, unona arrows, they're going towards the east, and like a gari inenda west.
Mm-hmm.
It's impossible. That car is on the wrong direction. This is impossible. It was impossible. It's as simple as that. Like, fuck that shit, man.
So, do you know,
I don't know what NTS is now.
Come on, mind games.
Bro, like, bro, what the fuck is...
Bro, so are we playing, license.
Are we playing driving school squares? Like, what's this? And then this guy is on a phone. So he has the phone with like his left elbow. Like his I don't know what to call this. I don't know, whatever it is. So he's supporting the phone. Then he's instructing two of us. So he's actually talking to three people at the same time.
Damn. Oh.
You can call that a threesome. But moving on. So he's on the phone. Then he comes back. Then I'm like, so what do I do? So the mistake I did was touch the fucking toy car. Yeah. So the minute you touch, is like
done.
If it was a button ignition, the car is on, and that's a violation of traffic. And then he crossed my paper like Rudy Schule, you fucking bastard, zero.
It's fucking bad. It's fucking bad up in there, man.
And guess what? You know the registration fee Murugi said? Because you know you have to check.
I had a question. You guys went to the same school?
No,
this test is done in one location, bro.
One location, but very different schools.
Yeah. No, we went on different days. I think she went for some weeks.
And I think for him, it was in Thika County, and for mine, it was in Nairobi.
Oh,
yeah.
Where did you go?
For me, I went to Likoni Drive.
Oh, Likoni Drive.
Yeah, NTC at Likoni.
No. You're giving so much details.
Huh?
It is what it is.
People will go there. Oh, yeah. And that is where... Even when you buy your car, that's where you go and get your inspection done.
Yeah,
and
true.
Whatever. Like, you need to know.
You have to be there.
You have to go there.
If you drive
there
on the highways of Nairobi, your car definitely has to drive.
Yeah, you have to go
for
there.
For you to be on the road, that's a fact.
Yep.
So, yes, that is happening. Then, you know, for you to even maybe schedule a test, there's kind of like a fee you pay, you know?
Yeah.
And that's definitely a bribe.
No,
that's not a bribe.
That's when you pay to the e-citizen account.
Hey, that's like repaying the actual exams.
I'm talking about the fucking 2G.
Me, I didn't pay. That was a trick question. Asha nikwambie now. This is where we go deep into it. Now,
oh, you didn't pay?
I didn't pay.
You paid before
you did the exam.
Yes.
Like you were told from your school you should
Which
pay
I won't
whatever.
Name, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we're staying incognito.
I don't want to kill somebody's asshole,
no.
You know?
But the thing is, that happens in every whatever.
So it's kind of like a bribe, bro. It is a bribe. So you kind of maybe...
I don't consider it a bribe.
Bro, it's a fucking bribe. Cause everything,
it's a bribe. But so that's not, the thing. You
no
should know it's
it.
A bribe. Like, you don't need it. If you're smart, that nigga doesn't have a reason to fail you. Sister, that's the thing. You should be smart.
Oh.
As a parent, pia wewe unafaa kuangalia mtoto wako uone. Like, is this viable? Like, is my... Like, driving, by the way, it's not a joke.
Let me tell you something.
Oh, but
if you give out money and not get receipt for it, that's a bribe. That 2G's were not sufficient. Then guess what? So, yes, you kind of like maybe...
Oh, you get 2G's to redo.
No, Brett, I think you went to a dingy driving school.
Roger, as in, the first time we'll find out the only university.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
The first time you did the exams, you paid for it, right?
Yes.
Ah, yeah. So after Miangushwa,
you're
saying you paid the second time, mama?
Yes.
So you paid twice.
That fool wanted another bob.
So you paid the bribe twice, mama, once?
Exactly.
You
twice.
Paid the bribe twice.
And didn't even get to fucking drive that stupid car they had. And told me, bro, just go look in your portal 2 days from now. Everything is good. But fuck that system. So the problem is, these guys will never be caught because you do this once in your life.
I love this funny thing. You think you're the only person it may happen here?
It's a lot of guys.
That is what they do every day. So these guys will never be caught. They're so sluggish.
No, me, I just think when you go for driving, take it seriously, and it only takes you 21 days, guys. just take it seriously. Imagine apart from the money you paid on the eCitizen account, you shouldn't pay any other amount to your school for you to have to do your exam.
I know that is true.
If you paid the initial money that you had been told this is the fee for a driving course here, you shouldn't pay any money. The only money you're supposed to pay again is through your eCitizen, which is to book the exam for you. Done.
Murugi, I'm of all the standards being followed. Like, yes, register, get your receipt, do your classes, do your exams.
No, you set up yourself for failure. That's why you got conned twice, nigga. That's what I'm saying.
I know. This guy failed me. I didn't fail. I still insist on that. Because I know how to drive a fucking car.
Like, you should believe in yourself, get there, fail, and then that's how you find out. How can I get out of this?
I'm only doing the bro.
But let me tell you, I'd like to be honest because I've always been an honest guy. And I hope my sister or my mom, they're not listening. But yes, they've once sponsored my driving test, like driving school.
Uh-huh.
And I never showed.
Karma.
It fucking beat me in the ass, bro. Beat me in the ass. Like, this one time, this one really beat me. Yeah, I even told my mom about it. I'm like, oh, man, like all those days, Luis was doing his classes, I was dodging mine, like, blah, 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 blah.
I know your mom was thinking the same thing.
No, my mom was like,
she's blind. She knows.
No, my mom was like, nobody fails a driving test. What do you mean?
Let me tell you.
Saturday, wait till Monday, check your portal. That is weird.
We've got a degree. Driving in a machine, bro.
And that's the thing. Only 21 days. Take it seriously. Okay, we had like old guys. Guys were even 60s.
Bro.
A mama who's like 55.
Man.
Na venye anakuja hapo hivyo anatafuta ule mwenye ana, you know, the smart kid in the class. Anamwambia wewe nifundishe ABC. Like, they take this shit seriously. Nobody fails a driving test, Brett.
I know. I didn't fail. That guy failed me.
You pay the bribe. That guy failed you. But sorry, that part.
It's sad. I know how he looks. I can't remember his name.
That's the title of this one. That guy failed me.
But there's nothing I can do about it. There's just nothing I can do about it. That's the sad part.
Don't test, bro.
It is what it is.
Yeah. And I promise myself to never talk about this on the podcast.
You did, bro.
Here you are.
Yeah. High school. So it's actually, thank you for the info.
Oh, you haven't got your new driving license? You should.
What do you mean new?
Oh, you have one.
I have one. Yeah, I have the old one, the booklet one.
Oh. Yeah, so the new one, the smart one.
Okay, old driver.
Yeah.
You've been driving them crazy.
We are talking tough. We have a page tattoo.
Hey, we are sorry.
Well, the new one is a card one.
Yeah, a card one, a smart card one. But talking about old drivers and everything, you were doing a manual.
Yeah.
Okay. You too. Manual, you know too. Manual. No. So me, I'm like the young auto. Eh? Won't go track.
I mean, it's a track.
Eh, was your trailer si wanakuanga wa?
So you can make a living if automation goes to the ground.
Eh, bro.
Mombasa, Nairobi.
You know, I'm going to stack. I don't want that job bad. No, it's easy. Eh, me, I'm upper. Spinning.
Oh, nice.
Eh, yo.
Cruising, rolling.
But I think I'm a better biker than rider.
I wouldn't bike.
You're a better rider than driver.
As in bike.
You're speed better, bike. Yeah.
One of my colleagues is in hospital driver. Now. He bought a speed bike and ran into a pickup truck.
Oh, that's the thing with bikes though.
Brett, why would you say that?
But
it's the truth though.
Yeah, it's the truth and he's doing good, so.
Oh, he's doing good?
He's in the hospital.
Oh, he didn't
recovering.
Die.
Yeah, thoughts and prayers.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Well, thank God for that.
He ran into a what? How much?
Yeah, a pickup truck.
Hey. And you know that's the thing.
A lot of bikes don't have Nini at any bells. There's no way they can incorporate like that.
Like, you just fly into the thing that you knock into.
Like our GTA, bro.
Zoop!
No, bro. But you know, with I don't want to say, but I feel like just operating any machinery, even a phone, you really need to have the right state of mind.
Yeah.
It just starts there.
No, but I feel like there's levels to, there's levels to this. You can't compare even a car with a bike. You can't.
I know. There's airbag like, there's and all no that risk shit.
With a bike.
Yes, that's a fact. That's a fact. But I still believe in everything. There's still the Almighty, you know. So, so that's what I'm saying. Before you even start operating any machine, even your phone, bro.
There's someone watching over. Yeah.
So you need to be very careful. Make sure in the right state of mind. Yeah, because you know most of these things usually happen. It might not be your mistake, because you might be a careful driver, a careful rider, even a careful pedestrian.
But it just happens.
Why are you laughing?
You're the only sane person
on the road.
Yeah, that's what I believe every time.
So you can be like, you can be on your A game, but
wengine wote ni walevi.
I have a simple question. Who's a pedestrian?
A road user on foot.
Good answer. So even as a pedestrian, you're the only sane person on the road. Usually for me, like, even if a car is coming behind me in Bali Nyuma, I never assume the driver is seeing me. Bro, sure. I'm getting out of the road. Because there's one time I was a kid, a car stepped on my left foot.
Oh.
Yeah. But I was silly about it. It was my fault. Like I said, I was a kid. So, I feel like it's a you thing.
Yeah.
Like, I think there's so many times, even the three of us, we've been in an Uber and I'm the first person to belt up. Even when we were ready for the Super Bowl party with Nimrod, I told him to belt up.
Well, for real,
you always
have to be safe.
But I have a thing.
I usually
have this thing. When I get into a car, I go to the back seat. I don't belt up. I don't know why.
Oh, you don't.
Bro, yeah, like the only time you belt up one is when I'm on speed bumps. That's when you use a belt.
Huh?
I don't know. Just do it the right way.
Yeah, I feel like you should belt up.
Always. Unless you're just cruising around the estate or what.
No, there's nothing like I feel like usually an accident is just a split second. If you think about it.
Yeah.
There's one time when after finishing high school, we opened a car wash with one of my friends, Biko. So there's one of our loyal customers used to be in Mamboleo in Kisumu. Mm. So he used to live just around the neighborhood. So he used to bring his car, maybe call us, go get the car. So I was with Biko. We had washed the car. We were turning it to his home on a Sunday. So I was driving. And we got to his compound. So Biko got off to open the gate.
Yep.
And that second you feel like you were pumping on the brakes, I was actually accelerating.
Uh-huh.
I almost broke his knees.
Yo.
Before you notice it, oh, shit. Then you hit the brakes. Yeah, so usually it's just a split second.
True.
So I feel like this safe than sorry.
Better safe than sorry.
Yeah. Because imagine slamming on aim plus the gate.
Yeah.
And that's a car with no DL, because we've spoken about my DL last week. But that's a whole case.
But the thing is, whether you pass the exam or fail, you'll still have that, you'll still experience your first accident. It's bound to happen. And as you've said,
as a driver, or just
as a driver, you have to. I'm saying, you have.
You remember when Murugi crashed her mom's car?
Yeah.
That's not the funny story.
She said it on the podcast. Was it?
No. I just told you. We were just like, we got the biggest story.
I'm a chomo.
Yeah.
That is why. As a driver, she has had an accident already.
And actually, even for mine, it was just like a split second. As easy as...
And where were you?
No one was hurt. Where I was just like about to enter. As you're saying.
In the estate.
Yeah, in the estate. I was just like about to enter my estate. And it's from an interjection from the highway.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time I'm taking that corner, knowing how to turn and how to take my wheel back...
Mm-hmm.
To the car to be straight, not to go into the rocks. So you know.
Oh.
Yeah. I hit the left side.
Oh, shit.
Whole side mirror down and everything. It was so bad. I wasn't speeding.
Wow.
It was so bad.
That's why I think an accident is still an accident. So I think...
Like it happens. It happens.
Even in those like driving lessons. I'm sorry we are dragging this. You even told like the most danger is the one ahead of you. So you have to constantly stay alert.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, there's blind spots and that. Yeah.
Yep.
Kama kuna watu naogopanga kugonga ni watu wa pikipiki, bro.
Of course they can happen.
Yo, don't do that. Don't do that.
They chatisha mbaya. As in,
it's like they're a secret.
Exactly. It's, a
it's like one of them.
A bee, like they'll swarm on you, bro. In a
as long as one is hurt, all of them are just swarming on you.
Makos kalabda ni yake hata.
Yeah, true.
It's not your fault, but bro, utakapitia. Let me not lie.
That happens.
Crazy. Yeah.
And it's everywhere.
Crazy.
Yeah. What else you want to talk about?
Speaking about driving crazy and stuff like that.
Hey, who's driving you?
Who's driving
you?
Hey, hey. And you want to support your rooms.
You all are crazy. Brett sent in something into the group and I found it so amusing. And it was talking about which is that body part? In like the opposite sex, if that's your sexual preference.
We know the ass man in the house.
Booty, not his. Like,
what's the question again? What's the question?
Which is question. What are those physical features that you really attracts you to, like,
oh, this opposite yeah, sex.
The opposite sex or the sex that you're attracted to the LGBTQ?
Yeah.
Ah, bro, you're hating because I love me some nice legs.
Oh, okay.
I like what you know. No brainer. Booty.
It's about spanking.
Dead ass.
Off the top.
I see.
But that's so typical with men, though. Y'all agree, right? You all agree.
To eat their own.
Pause. Silence means yes. Have I ever spilled this secret on the board? Silence means yes.
You said it, but just a second.
They were all quiet. My female and male
listeners and what?
Listeners. Mm-hmm. They were all quiet. 6-5 of them. Silence means yes.
I don't know. You can definitely use some.
But it's a fact.
There are people who say face. Like,
yeah.
But it's a fact.
People who say like they want to see the face first. You get
before we get to second best. I feel you. God. But for me, I think it's simple things. It could be maybe your fingernails.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm not talking about the extension and everything. It could be extended. Yes. But if some nicely done fingernails, yeah, that could earn your score on my
worksheet. Before we move on to the booty, what is that equivalent feature in men that's equivalent to the booty?
Maybe you tell us.
That's why I'm asking you guys. I don't know.
I was supposed to answer. You tell us. You, what do you think?
No, like, from you guys, what do you think is that feature that you need to work on that you feel like, if I'm like this, it will attract females?
That's an assumption.
Oh, but then this is also, very biased.
Also, maybe, don't know, things like grooming.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Mm. I think I would say so.
Self-awareness.
You gotta be self-aware. Who are you going to give?
I'm going to go deep. Bro.
Exactly. I feel like he took it to another level. No, this is face level. Like when you're just seeing someone off of the street. What do you see in this person that you're like?
I think I have another one. If she has a good laugh. I've been telling good jokes, bro. I tell good jokes.
So
I'll be cracking you up. So I don't want to crack you up and I can't contain your laugh. So
crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But how do you judge someone with a good or a bad laugh?
You just crack them up. You know you have a good laugh.
That's a very good laugh.
Yeah. Stop.
Here's the next one.
Guys, no, see.
No, you're not using. Okay.
Stop. You know, you guys are full of memes. Memes rule your life. But okay.
Yeah. For you, Wachinski, only just ass? You can
use. I'm gonna see.
You're an ass man. You got asthma?
Really,
okay,
really.
Apart from the booty.
You need an inhaler? You need your inhaler right now? Asthma?
Apart from the booty, I'd say, of course, the personality. Yeah? That says everything.
It was a physical feature.
Oh,
that's, I said,
yeah,
nice,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
nice toes.
Yeah, physical,
nice feet.
Physical features.
Hey, from the booty, let's go to the face.
Oh, he said titties!
I mean, I don't mind no titties.
You know what Kanye West said about titties?
Mm-hmm.
I love your titties because they prove I can concentrate on three things at once.
What?
Damn. Yes, sir.
What? Yo, yay! Yay, going mad on this shit.
That was some...
Yay, going mad on this shit.
What's the name of the album? It doesn't want... It doesn't use our one name. Yeah, like 2020, 19, apa? Yeah. But yes, definitely titties.
Now, that line is an attractive feature to a lady.
Yeah.
But for me, I feel like physical features... Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. The shape of your head.
What the fuck is going on?
Maybe, what if you have a good head with Obama here?
Oh my God. Like, wow. The shape of your face. Okay, let me take that back.
So head or face, which is which?
The shape of your, like, the shape of this upper, this thing.
Yeah.
You know, like your head, yeah. Guys. Like the part that has your face,
big
your
part.
Eyes,
so
and
you,
your lips.
You, so you want a good head.
Pause, bro. Yo, we need to.
No, I'm for real. Like you want a good head. That's basically what you're saying.
Everybody does.
Yeah, we can. Just,
everybody does.
Everybody needs a good head in their life.
I could easily say head is constant. We now we're talking about it. Head is constant.
For sure. Who doesn't have a face, guys?
Oh. We, okay.
Come on. We all have
you're
a
suit.
You're making us look bad. No, whatever. But guys,
question.
I literally mean like this upper.
This part, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, the upper
so,
part of your body
Murugi,
connected to your neck.
I have a simple question. So do you think the bigger the head, the bigger the headache?
I cannot attest to that.
Oh.
You okay. Gotta have a big
what
head.
What can you attest to?
any other feature?
Let's move on to the.
Okay.
Any other feature? None at the moment.
No.
Yeah.
But I had a question though.
Mm-hmm.
So you said head. So how do you say? How do you tell? You get exactly how to tell good head.
You gotta experience it, bro.
How do you tell? Oh, actually, this
let's
one
move.
Like.
Let's
this
move.
This one. No.
Let's move
this
on.
One, no. This one, no.
Let's move on to the B side, please. I can't.
Yo, Murugi can't, so we gotta hand this.
Come to the B side. We gotta head out.
We gotta head out.
It's getting intense.
I feel like I'm a. This will give me some headaches.
Lord. Yeah. Lord.
You remember the paracetamol headaches?
Yeah.
I could use some headaches.
Some Maramojo Panadol Extra.
Yeah. Yo, it's been nice. It's been authentic. It's been the Backbenchers podcast.
Real.
Stay tuned this Friday for the B-side. My name is Uncle Buddy, full squad in the house.
I'm a shit over here. Let's get it.
Murugi in the building.
Uh-huh. So listen. I used to date a magazine collector.
Mm-hmm.
She had so many issues.
Oh! All right.
Fire. Hope you're ready for the next episode. Hey.